I feel this particular issue is so vital to our continued freedoms. I mean, they tell us we're free. They tell us we have a democracy. But when we try to exercise our freedom, we try to make our democracy work, we find out there are usually all kinds of strange obstacles in the way. WikiLeaks. Well, sitting in front of a computer is supposed to be so nonviolent that it's stultifying, and we worry about whether our kids spend too much time in front of the computer. WikiLeaks' Julian Assange has revealed all kinds of heinous crimes that the various governments of the world, including this one here, including the one that I came from, the United States government, including many governments, have tried to hoodwink us with in the secrecy that is so essential to their various dubious commercial, their various dubious environment-destroying, global warming-causing, war-causing activities. Now, I have a very different background from our friend Diana. I grew up in a backwoods, well, I grew up in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, steel city during World War II. My dad worked in a steel mill. And I grew up moving to the country so he could get his health back after working in the steel mill during the war. And I was born in 1938, I'm 72 now, and I grew up thinking that the world was going to be safe for democracy and freedom, and nobody was going to starve anymore. And, you know, we were told that the U.S. was really the good guys, and they were doing all these good things, and they were going to make sure that everybody in the world was, you know, have a good life. And I believed it for a long time, until I began to notice that what I was hearing about what was actually happening in the world was very different from the rhetoric that I was hearing. And I must admit, I went through a period when I wasn't sure about my own head. I was wondering, could I possibly be right when, you know, all these things were supposed to be so wonderful and it seemed so awful to me? And then I got really angry about it because the U.S. was arming the world, and they were telling the people in the U.S. that they were providing humanitarian aid to the world. And when I began to realize that, I really felt cheated. And so during the 50s, as I was reaching my teens, I became very cynical about what I was hearing, what was happening in the world. And I finally got out in the streets. And it was a very interesting thing. Before I went out in the streets and protested against the things that I knew were wrong, were immoral, were inhumane, I always felt like my life wasn't quite real, and it wasn't until I was marching against the war in Vietnam that I began to feel like my life was really real. So I feel like part of my life was stolen from me by all those lies. And I think that a lot of us have had that kind of theft of our reality by governments that were determined to have wars, determined to oppress other people, were determined to aid the very small proportion of really rich people to get richer and make the very poorest people pay for it. I've had to fight against that. I've chosen for my world to fight nonviolently. But we've seen what's happened in Egypt in the last few days. If you've been following it like I have, you'll see that the people there were being nonviolent. They were marching, they were demonstrating, and they're continuing to, but they've had terrible violence unleashed on them. First, the government removed all the electronic sources of information, which brings us back to the importance of things like WikiLeaks. And then they send in thugs. Well, we don't know exactly. We haven't got the proof yet. We don't know exactly where those thugs came from. But the experts I'm hearing are saying, unless they're on the Egyptian or American payroll, they're saying these are people left out of prisons and told to just do their damnedest. Or they're military people or other government people out of uniform. And they've killed over 300 people for a nonviolent protest. And some people have fought back. And I'm afraid I would be very hard not to fight back if somebody's shooting at you, bludgeoning you with a club, throwing pieces of rock at you, the various things that have been happening in Egypt. It's darn hard to think that you wouldn't respond. And I think that the people of Egypt are showing us that we don't absolutely have to have electronic media. They've managed to continue to organize, continue to march, continue to campaign since they've lost it all and had it deprived. But it also shows us that the tyrants are really afraid of it.